Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so she's about to meet a woman going through IVF who doesn't want to be reminded that she's not pregnant. So she wants to show this woman support, but she doesn't really know how to go about it without offending her. Now, I'm not going to say it's a new perspective because I had this for a few years now, but I look at Mother's Day a little differently now ever since I had to go through the whole infertility process and IVF. And for anybody that is going through that, I know this upcoming weekend is going to be very hard. That was another reminder, too, with Father's Day after I lost my dad. You see the world through your lens and only your lens. But then when something like that tragic happens to you, you're like, oh, there's a lot of people out there that Father's Day is not a happy day. Mother's Day is not a happy day. And so I think it's important to remember that there are people who, whether they've lost their mom, have an estranged relationship, are having issues conceiving, Sunday's going to be a really hard day for them. But in this instance, this woman is meeting somebody and she wants to be an ally. She just doesn't know how to go about it. So the email reads, "Hi, Kristen and Cassie. As women on The Bert Show who have children, I would like to ask your advice. In a couple of weeks, I will be meeting an old coworker of my boyfriend, Jack. The coworker is Henry and his wife is Mary." So our listener, her boyfriend is Jack. And this is an old coworker of her boyfriend. So she doesn't really know these people. "Jack and Henry went out for drinks recently to catch up. And Henry brought up how he and his wife are trying to become pregnant and Mary is going through IVF. The journey's been rather difficult for them, but Mary recently created boundaries and has asked her friends to not invite her to pregnant parties, aka baby showers, baby announcements, etc. She's decided to create this boundary because while she is happy for everyone around her who's getting pregnant, it's just another reminder that she is not. You have always said you can feel two things at once, but it's up to you to create the boundary for what is best for your mental health. However, her friends do not see it this way and have made some unkind remarks about her not being present. I can empathize with this because I know that is a route I will have to take when my boyfriend and I decide to get married and have kids because I have already been told I have an inhospitable uterus. I've done a ton of research and am only understanding as much as I can with the materials provided online how arduous this path can be. I will be meeting Henry and Mary because it's Henry's birthday. I've been thinking more and more about Mary's situation, and while I have never met her, I want to show my support for her for making the decision to excuse herself from these parties and to tell her how much I respect her for making the decision to go through IVF, as I know that it is not easy to go through. I am most likely stepping over bounds if I were to bring it up. If she doesn't say anything to me, nor would she since we were meeting for the first time as her husband's coworker's girlfriend, but I would like to help ease that mental load a little if I can from an understanding side. Is there a way that I can show my support for her and her choices, or do I just take this opportunity to get to know her as she would like me to? If there is a way for me to say something, what can I say to allow her to know that she is right to create the safe space for herself when it comes to her friends?" Whew. All right, so I know it's heavy.
That's a tough one.
My only concern is this person is a literal stranger. Like, you have never met them. And I feel like I'm in a unique position because of the platform I have and I got a microphone in front of my face. So when I talked about infertility and IVF and the process, I was very much opening up myself to people, even though they didn't know me, to comment on what I was going through, which I, willingly accepted. I feel like in this instance, and Cassie, let me know if you disagree, I do not feel it's your place to bring up something that personal to somebody you do not know. It's one thing for your boyfriend to relay this information to you, and this is something like, this isn't even something Mary said. Mary said it to Henry, Henry said it to Jack, Jack said it to you. So I feel like, I know your heart's in the right place and you want to show support, but I think you could do more damage than good if you did.
Yeah, to me, I mean, again, heart's in the right place, but to me, it just would tell me that people are talking about me and my choices, and you don't talk about stuff like that generally unless there's some kind of like hot goss angle, you know, hot take. Oh my God, can't believe she's doing X, Y, and Z. It would make me feel so on edge, so insecure. And then to have my coworker's girlfriend come up and, or my husband's coworker's girlfriend, I barely know the coworker. And now, yeah, a complete stranger, you would ruin any chance at a friendship or a relationship whatsoever with me.
I mean, I know it'd be nice to know like somebody sees my perspective and my side of it and isn't coming down on me and not thinking I'm selfish because I don't want to attend these certain events. And like, I get that, like, you want to be an ally. I just think because you all don't know each other, it's best just to sit on it.
Yeah, I think you're coming from a really good place. Like, I think the direction you're going with, well, should I say something or should I not say something, is coming from a place of like genuine care. And I want to acknowledge that. But also, I'm really in agreement with you too. Like, I think if someone started talking about really personal struggles with me because they had overheard it on the Burt Show or they had heard it from a friend, I would feel very violated if it was something that personal. If it's one thing, if you want to talk about my dating life, that's totally fine. That's open season. But if it's something like so deeply triggering that it just, there's no place for that in a conversation that you're just having for the first time with, again, a complete stranger.
At Henry's birthday. That's not really birthday convo.
That ain't the time or the place.
Because I know I've been in, like, when it comes to, like, serious topics like that, whether it be infertility or grief or whatever, I will be at a very fun function, right? Like, it's music, it's lively, it's food. And then somebody comes up and they're like, what, what?
All the energy out the room.
Think about it this way. Would you go to a function and talk to, say, a person of color and be like, hey, just so you know, Black Lives Matter? No, because that's weird, even if you did support that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you may want to support that cause. Or would you go up to a fat person and be like, hey, you don't have to be skinny to be valuable. Like, if you wouldn't do it for any of these other deeply rooted things and personal things for people, then I think that applies. And I know because it's woman to woman and she's talking about having most likely to go through the same thing herself, it feels like something you can bond with. I think if it comes up naturally, like you make a joke about your inhospitable uterus or whatever the phrasing is that you used, and she bites and you start a conversation, I think then you can go down that path because now you've like established that you're on the same playing field. But otherwise, let it go.
The Burt Show.